In Johannesburg today, negotiators came close to hammering out a deal to advance the lofty goals of fighting poverty and saving the environment. Details are still to be finessed, but wealthy nations such as Germany, Japan, and Britain are pledging to do more to preserve resources, while poorer countries are pointing out how wide a gulf still separates them from the industrialized world. NPR's Richard Harris has more from Johannesburg.
Delegates have heard the figures all week. 1 billion people lack clean water to drink. 2 billion people don't have electricity to let them read at night. 2.5 billion people don't have sewer pipes to carry away their wastes. Much of the talk at the Global Summit was over what wealthy nations working with the poorer nations of the world can do about that. Today, presidents, prime ministers, and kings added their voices. They were greeted by South African President Thabo Mbeki, who asked why the modern world is so full of paradoxes.
Since the means exist to banish hunger, why are so many without adequate supplies of food, and others are faced with famine, including millions in this region of Southern Africa? Why do millions die every year from avoidable and curable diseases when science, technology, and engineering have the means to save these human lives?
UN Secretary General Kofi Annan said, for one thing, it's time for nations to stop defending economic interests and to show some political courage.
Let us face an uncomfortable truth. The model of development we are accustomed to has been too fruitful for few and flawed for many. A path to prosperity that ravages the environment and leaves majority of humankind behind in squalor will soon prove to be a dead end role for everyone.
The UN called this meeting as a 10-year follow-up to the Earth Summit in Rio, where the notion of environmentally sound development started to take hold. The ambitious plans laid out in Rio have not been achieved, but British Prime Minister Tony Blair said it would be a mistake to call Rio a failure.
For all the sneering about summits, those who took part then can point to the real progress there has been. Millions more children educated, millions more with safe drinking water, millions lifted out of poverty.
Blair said Johannesburg will make a difference. He, for one, pledged that Britain would increase its aid, especially to Africa. And other world leaders joined in with promises as well. German Chancellor Gerhard Schroeder said that his nation would spend an additional $500 million over the next 5 years to promote cleaner energy sources. Japanese Prime Minister Junichiro Koizumi pledged more aid dollars, as well as to relax trade rules that make it difficult for developing nations to sell their goods in Japan. Many in the developing world said what's really needed is a new way of thinking. President Robert Mugabe of Zimbabwe used the podium to attack Prime Minister Blair for supporting white corporate farmers that Mugabe is forcing off their holdings. And he said what's needed is a new paradigm, one that replaces one he said is now dominated by corporations.
People must always come first in any process of sustainable development. And let our Africans come first in the development of Africa. Not as puppets, not as beggars, but as a sovereign people. I thank you.
Behind the scenes, diplomats resolved most of the disputes over the non-binding action plan that will be the official product of the summit. People also noted the absence of President Bush from the podium and wondered what Secretary of State Colin Powell will say when he arrives here later this week. Richard Harris, NPR News, Johannesburg.